Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. A chance of flurries between noon and 4 p.m. today, mostly sunny with a high near 17. Wind chill values as low as 6 below zero, plus 3 with a northwest wind, which could gust as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 12 below, wind chill values as low as 28 below, plus 3 with a northwest wind, which could gust as high as 26 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 5 above, wind chill values as low as 28 below zero. And in the news for today, in a report shared with us from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, spending by candidates and outside special interest groups in the 2022 governor's race set a record $164.29 million that smashed the previous record $93.6 million set in the 2018 governor's race by 77%. The 2022 record was also 101% higher than the amount spent by candidates and groups in the 2014 race for governor and more than four times higher than the 2010 governor's race. In the money chase for governor, the Democracy Campaign report showed that the Democrats had the advantage. Incumbent Democratic Governor Tony Evers and his running mate Sarah Rodriguez led candidate spending with $41.9 million. Republican candidate for governor Tim Michels, who faced Evers on the November ballot, and his running mate Roger Ross spent $28.48 million. Evers also had more support from outside groups that smeared and praised the candidates with disclosed independent expenditures and secret phony issue ads, which spent $85.94 million. They spent $45.8 million to support Evers and $39.9 million to support Michels or one of the other candidates running. Evers and the special interest groups that supported him spent an estimated $87.7 million, which was more than the Republican candidates and special interest groups on that side spent. Five Republican candidates and outside groups that supported them during the primary and general elections spent $75.8 million. The independent candidate for governor and group that supported her spent $720,173. Democratic Governors Association and its issue ad group, the Alliance for Common Sense, spent $26 million. The Alliance carpet bombed the airwaves with television ads attacking Michels on education, abortion, guns, and media reports about sexual harassment complaints filed by female employees of his construction company. Republican Governors Association spent an estimated $15.3 million, mostly on television ads that accused Evers of being soft on crime because of offenders who were released by the State Parole Commission after he was first elected in 2018. Again, this report comes from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and is used here with their permission. And from a report found in the Vernon County Times, the Vernon County Board of Supervisors voted 15-3 to add an advisory referendum question about Wisconsin state law on abortion to the April 4th ballot. Wisconsin state law on abortion, enacted in 1849 before women could serve in office or even vote, make it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy unless it's done to save the pregnant person's life. The question that will appear before Vernon County voters on April 4th will read, quote, "Should the Wisconsin legislature repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban that provides no exceptions in cases of rape or incest, nor to protect the health of the mother," end quote. The referendum is advisory, meaning it doesn't change the law or constitution. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT. Spending by candidates and outside special interest groups in the 2022 governor's race set a record $164.29 million, the Democracy Campaign analysis shows. That smashed the previous record $93.6 million set in the 2018 governor's race by 77%.